So hi, yeah, and welcome to Phoning It In, a new podcast. I've been thinking about doing a podcast for a while, but it always seems to require some time and effort and sitting down with some fancy recording equipment in a quiet room and just gas-banging away to some sort of, prepared script or something like that. And then it occurred to me that I'd just carry around a recording device with me everywhere and walk into work and back most days. So that's a good hour of the day where I'm just wandering along, and I can easily talk into this recording device and not look like I'm a madman. People would just think I'm talking away on the mobile phone to somebody I know. So I'm going to start using this to record life, the universe and everything type observations. Oh, that'll be fun, won't it? I bet you can't wait. So that sound you can hear in the background is traffic on Holyrood Road in Edinburgh. And it's the evening of the 3rd of December 2008. And that's the end of my first recording of this podcast. So presumably I'm going to get better at these things as time goes on. There's going to be less ums and ahs and longers and all that sort of thing. Because I can't really edit them out when there's traffic noise behind it. It would sound a bit erratic. But you're going to be stuck with lots of panting noises since I'm talking while I walk along. In this case, I'm walking uphill, Edinburgh being an extremely hilly place. Sorry, lost myself there for a moment. I'll just scoot past that person so they can't hear me talking to nobody. So, the theme of this first podcast, I suppose I better think of one. Yeah, I'll get back to you on that. Okay, here's something. One thing I haven't really missed with not having a blog for the last year or so is this compulsion that one feels whenever something crap happens in the world, to go on about it as if you know everything about it on your weblog, or alternatively, that makes you feeling of guilt if you don't even mention it. So, of course, I have not at all had to face up to what the hell one writes when terrorists land in Mumbai and start unloading with automatic weapons, or indeed world economy collapses and it's the end of civilization as we know it. No, it's just the occasional link chucked into the links feed and conscience is served. It's very refreshing. However, one thing that is worth commenting on the recent terrorist attacks is that it's obvious that this is going to be where Mumbai comes into its own as the city of Mumbai and not Bombay, because up to date the only mention you see of Mumbai is people moaning about how the name has changed from Bombay and whether or not the people who live in the city have the right to do that, as opposed to the people who own the entire English language. And it's all very interesting and blah 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 blah, but well, no, we got over it when it came to Beijing. So really, let's get over it now. And it's nice to see that in all the reporting there has been not a single mention of this, which does cut off a lot of the possibilities for comedians and cartoonists, of course, Bombay having such a rich range of references in the English language, and Mumbai having really none to date. So they can't do really tasteless cartoons and jokes about really quite distressing events. I think you'll all agree that, well, that's probably a good thing, actually. And that includes me. I'm not going to say anything tasteless at all. Ooh, I've arrived where I'm walking to. Okay, I'm just going to leave it here for now and pick this up later on. Oops, now I had the wrong place, so I get to blether on for another minute or two while I walk across the road to it. It's a pub. and it's for graduation thing for students. Hooray, they graduated. They get to go out and get hammered. And a few of us who worked with them get to enjoy our wee snifter as well. So I've just been walking up from the place where I work to the place of imbibement for a drinky. Ah, yes. Lovely Edinburgh. There goes the bus. And another bus. I wonder what this is going to sound like when I listen to the back. It's probably going to be shit. Which means they will abandon this experiment. It will be stillborn. There will be no phoning it in podcast. No podcast at all. No wacky sound effects dubbed over the top. No Creative Commons music or garage band in the background. Nothing at all. Oh, it's a bit quieter on this street. Maybe you can actually hear what I'm saying. Aha, the pub. It is mine. I am here. We have the Blind Poet and the Counting House. And this is it. Right, catch you later. Right, well, I've just emerged from the pub and a little bit worse for wear, but never mind. I can still keep blithering into this phone and saying something deep and meaningful about the world. As I walk through Bristow Square in the heart of Edinburgh's old town, which is during the month of August, of course, covered in festival fringe stuff. I have a big inflatable purple cow here during the fringe. Oh, I almost slipped over on the icy pavement. It being a particularly cold and frosty day. That would make a very entertaining podcast. The narrator slips and breaks his back in real time. Requires hospitalization and is permanently paralyzed. That'd be lots of fun. Not sure if you get to the top of the iTunes chart with that. Ah, there's my bus, and I've just managed to miss it. What if I run really far? Let's try it. You see me run. Oh, of course, I'm running on pavement, which is a little bit icy. So I could possibly slip over and break my back. Fun, fun, fun. No, it's going to be pulling up. It's flashing. And I'm not going to make it in time, I can tell. Are there lots of people getting on? Yes, please. Lots and lots and lots. Oh no, it's going to pull out. Oh, there it goes. Damn. Damn, damn. Damn, damn, damn. You bastards. 10 minutes till the next one. I'll just keep walking. That's enough of this bit. That's the trouble with buses, of course. Almighty pain in the neck seeing one of them just sailing past just as you're approaching the bus stop. Oh, there goes another one. That's the 23, not the one I want. No, 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 I want the 27, which goes right past where I live. Hello, where am I walking now? Just going up to the Edinburgh School of Art. Very interesting venue. Awesome talk I went to a couple of years ago on writing and illustrating children's books. This, of course, before I had any children. But I had vague notions at the time of doing something poem-related like that. also a kind of sort of story circling around in my head for the last few years. It doesn't seem to have ever gelled into anything. Unfortunately, no chance of it being the next Harry Potter. And no time to actually do anything with it. Oh joy. Complain, complain, complain. Still a interesting building, quite modern. There's some older bits out the back. It feels very art schooly. I know them well. I've grown up with a dad who worked in one. Something about that sort of painty, inky smell. Also hints of sawdust, which is also nice. It's very creative. These are just little pots full of paint and ink and sawdust, and place them around my study room to inspire me to create or display a chemical inhalation. I'm waiting here at a set of lights. And everything's got a red light. I'm just going to jaywalk across the road. I never know. Okay, on I go. Plod, 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 plod. Oh dear, I'm quoting a children's book that I read my son, which has a little cut-out elephant on the front cover attached with a piece of string to the book. You take that out and you can move the elephant through the pages of the book. Very ingenious. And he's got the hang of it. He bashes that elephant against the pages while I read him the story of the elephant hunting for its brother. Fascinating work. This is, of course, what most of my reading consists of these days. There was a time when I used to read novels and review them and stuff like that. Now I read the same children's books over and over again. Small boy who's obsessed with particular tales, usually about tractors, excavators, wild animals, let's see what else, washing machines, that sort of stuff. There's also one about a little duck that I quite like. Some of these, of course, I like more than he likes. He gets them whether he likes them or not. Fortunately, he is coming up to the age where a bit of plot doesn't hurt. It was a bit hard to take when they were all just random words. Here's a ball. This is a cat. Here is a dog. But now the ball could be doing something. Bouncing up and down, hitting the cat on the nose. Only on the nose, because it's the only one syllable. Not on something more complicated. Like the carotid artery. Nope. You will never find a book for one-year-olds where the octopus is struck by a shuttlecock on its tentacular appendages. And if that would just be a bit too complicated. Nope. The cat is hit by the ball on the head. Here we are at Toll Cross. I'm going to talk about Toll Cross in another podcast. But because I walk through here every day, I've got to say something up for future installments. I think I might end this bit here and move on. You know, I'll pick it up just a few seconds later as we're walking on the other side of the street at the famous Cameo Cinema. It's one of Edinburgh's art house cinemas. It was almost closed down a couple of years ago, but was rescued. Still going. And this week's film is Chang E Ling. Yes, obviously a piece of Chinese cinema about a young boy called Chang. Quite like the friend of Tintin's in Tintin in Tibet. And Eve must be his middle name, possibly Ernest, maybe Ezekiel, and Ling, the surname. It's not at all a Hollywood film called Changeling, because, of course, the letters are too far spaced out in the middle. God, it's only the number 27 again. Yeah, it must be 10 minutes since the last one passed. I can get on this one. Hooray! Well, that's pretty much the end of this, because I'm not going to be walking anymore. Maybe I'll add a bit while I'm walking up the stairs. So, that was Glas Vegas that I was just listening to, and on my iPod. Of course, you're not listening to, because I'm not going to put it on this podcast. That would involve copyright clearance and all those sorts of headaches. As I get off the bus, cross the road, and come up to the front door of the tenements there, at the top of which is my flat. First door, and I've just dropped some money. Pick that up. When it was 20p, I wouldn't have wanted to lose that. And we come up to these stairs. I will count them for you. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, someone's lost a glove. 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16. Oh, so here I am walking to a friend's place at about 8 o'clock in the evening, and the whole city is covered in slushy snow that is frozen into ice. The most perilous surface to walk on, especially when you've forgotten to change out of your work shoes and into something with bloody great spikes on the soles. So I've already slid and fallen on my ass once. And I just thought I would record a bit of this walk in case I slid and fell on my ass again, because it would be quite amusing. It could be a highlight of this Phoning It In podcast. Ooh, here's a nice clear bit. Actually, if you walk on the road, where all the cars have been, then it's relatively safe. Except when a car comes along, of course. But if you walk over there on the pavement, I'd be taking my life into my own hands. Anyway, I'm taking a handy shortcut from Collinson Road through to Morningside Road. That's Tipple Inn. And, we're coming up to Morningside Road in a minute. So there's no traffic noise along here. It's very nice and quiet. You could almost be in the countryside and not in the middle of the city. Oh boy, look at that bloody icy ice. That's trouble with using adjectives which contain what you're trying to describe. You run out of words. Icy, frozen, watery substance. Here I come, up to Morningside Road. Wonderful Morningside. It has a reputation for being one of the poshest parts of Edinburgh, which is a bit odd because the entire street is lined with charity shops. Some superior charity shops, I must admit. They have quite good paperbacks, kids' books, all the sought-after titles. Not the old tat you get if you go into one of the dodgier parts of town, but charity shops nevertheless. Cancer Research, Shelter, Barnardo's, Oxfam. Actually, Barnardo's isn't here. I tell a lie. An outrageous lie. There is no Barnardo's on Morningside Road. There are a couple of other churchy ones though. Not too bad. The Oxfam's a complete rip-off. Well, it's alright sometimes, but they really do price as if they were a regular second-hand bookshop and not a charity shop, which I think is a little dud. I think they should be trying to price at least 50% below what a second-hand bookshop would charge. So, second-hand bookshop, £4. Charity shop should be £2. Preferably 50p, but you can't have it. but that's just me. I've taken on the cheapskate characteristics of my adopted land. Probably shouldn't say that, really. It will outrage people from my adopted land. Maybe I'll edit that out. Maybe I'll be daring and leave it in. Anyway, I was a cheapskate before I moved here. So, I'm really a pot calling a kettle blacky black. So, being on Morningside Road now, you can hear there is traffic, buses, etc. I'm being passed to Waitrose. Interesting supermarket. Used to be a Safeway, then changed to a Morrison's, then changed to a Summerfield, and now it's a Waitrose. If you know anything about UK supermarkets, you know that that's a bit of a trough and then a bounce in terms of poshness. Summerfield being not the kind of supermarket you would expect to find in the poshest part of Edinburgh. Right, well, I've seem to have cleared all of the horrible icy parts of the footpath. I guess people were tromping up and down this bit all day for the last couple of days. Nice and clear. No risk of slipping and falling here. Good. I've got to say, this whole folding onto a hard, icy surface when you're a fully grown adult business really sucks. It's why I'm really never going to be the world's greatest skier. As I learnt not when I was knee-high to a grasshopper, but when I was considerably higher than a grasshopper. And when you're learning at that sort of full adult height, it's pretty painful when you fall over. As you may have heard, I believe there's some sort of popular stereotype about skiing, balls, broken bones, etc. Has some basis in truth. I've never actually broken a bone, skiing or otherwise, fortunately. But I've got some pretty nasty bruises along the way. And over the years it's made me less inclined to go hurtling at high speed down a precipitous hillside. Because my control isn't best. Don't really have the ankles for it. One of the fun things about skiing, you need to use muscles in the opposite way to how you would normally expect. So, when you want to turn left, you have to lean right. It's very counterintuitive. It takes a while to get your brain in. And it does mean that in that crucial adapting period, when you're just getting used to skiing again, you do fall over a lot. It's very painful. Unless you're in top powdery lovely snow, which only seems to happen about half the time. And is that why you get walloped a good few times before you're actually any bloody good at it? It's a bit of a drawback. Oh, I don't think I'll just barge across the road there while I'm on the phone. Might involve being hit by a large moving object. Right, across the road. Goodbye, little green man. See, I'm used to saying this sort of thing now, being the father of a small boy. It's kind of part of, it goes with the territory. You have to state the obvious in simple language. You see my brain melting. Well, that was fun. It was actually a writer's group that I went along to. Never been to an actual writer's group before, as opposed to various online things, of course. And just five of us sort of sharing bits and pieces of what we've written so far, but hopefully as time goes on, it'll be more works in progress. Good feedback. Seems like good people. I knew a couple of them beforehand. And it might actually inspire me to do more than talking to a phone and something to produce that's creative. Who knows? And here I am walking back again on the treacherous, icy footpaths of Edinburgh. Don't seem any worse than they were before, but still potential for skull cracking. So I better take it easy on the last bit. It's the heavy footsteps. Well, there I go. And if I'd picked up a bit too much speed there, I would have been over completely. I can take it a bit easier down here. Anyway, that's about the extent of my evening. You've heard a lot, from leaving work to trudging home at 10:30 at night. Hope you've enjoyed it, such as it was. Not really very much substance there, but some thrills and spills, and moving on very expensive winter sports. And we're on the first floor landing. Next slide. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Second floor. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. Third floor and my front door, and that's the end of the first Finding It In podcast, which I think you'll agree completely lives up to its name. Until next time, adios.